get connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we now move on from emails, before we get to the National Communal Forum and personal connection segments that are coming up at the start of hour two, we're going to finish hour one by taking you to Monterey, California. Located in the 31st state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1850, today's destination spotlight is centered on the city known as the Cradle of History. This portion of the program is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well made, well tested, and well traveled, Travel Pro puts their luggage through more than 15 different tests to ensure that you get a bag that's ready to handle anything you want to put it through.
You know, Mary and I, listen, we travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. We say it all the time because it's true. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. You'll do none better than Travel Pro. Check them out at TravelPro.com. You'll save 20% on all sets this week. Weekend, or visit rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Now out to a city of many firsts in California. Holding on that show hotline is Rob O'Keefe. He's the CEO of the Monterey County CVB.
Rob, welcome aboard. Nice to have you here with us on America's number one travel radio show today.
Hey, I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to talking with you.
Well, we are as well. You know, for folks, they should already know this, but if they don't, California, a terrific state to visit as a traveler since it offers such diversity and experiences. The Monterey, Carmel, Big Sur region is certainly one of our most favorite in the state. For folks who haven't been there, you know, you're also home to many firsts in the state. I know first public library, first printing press, which led to the first newspaper, first publicly funded school, first theater. I could go on and on. I won't. But, you know, you're not the first in your position as CEO at the CVB, Rob, but share some of the reasons why you think our show fans, you know, should put the Monterey area first on their places to visit.
Well, I would say that Monterey is just far enough away to get away from it all, literally, without having to go too far, whether you're coming here for fun or for business. It's great, and it's the collection of activities. I consider Monterey County the quintessential California experience.
Yeah, great way to describe it. So I want to touch on the wine aspect of the area. I think a lot of our listeners will associate California with Napa and Sonoma, about 150 miles to your north. But Monterey has hundreds of its own award-winning wineries and tasting rooms. So just share a little bit about the wine scene.
We do. We have an incredible wine scene. It's a little bit undiscovered. So let's get it discovered because we stand in the shadow of our friends in Napa and Sonoma. But we are what I think is a little less produced and a lot more authentic in terms of that experience. Some have said we're kind of like the Napa was in the 70s, if you want to get a taste of that. And I have to say our Chardonnays and our Pinots are world-class, award-winning wines, the best you can get. So there are a lot of reasons to come here for wine, and two of the top reasons are our Pinot and our Chardonnay.
Well, and I know Chardonnay, you're the largest grower in the United States, if they want that as well. So, all right, we're going to go this direction. Monterey Jazz Festival claims to be the longest-running jazz festival in the world. It's coming up again in 2 weeks, celebrating its 66th year, if I have the numbers correct on that. So I want you to share with us, how big of an impact does it have on your area, Rob? And if, you know, folks, if they want to, they're hearing this show right now, since it goes on September 22nd through the 24th, 2 weeks from now, can they still get tickets for a last-minute trip?
Absolutely. Tickets are still available. The Jazz Festival attracts people from across the country and around the world. We have, I think, 15 different countries. We had visitors from in the last year, and I think we're going to expand on that this year. And not only can you get tickets, but you come for the jazz, but you play golf, drink wine, go to the Monterey Bay Aquarium. So there's such a collection of other things to do, including the Jazz Festival, that you're going to get a lot more out of that trip.
And speaking of other things to do, I think it's important we touch on Carmel by the Sea and Pebble Beach. They're huge draws to the area. I mean, just 17-mile drive, Pebble Beach area, that you've got the very famous Highway 1 to Big Sur. So just talk a little bit about those areas.
Yeah, it's, again, it's all this experience. It's that you can't really get anywhere else. Obviously, Big Sur is iconic, world-class iconic. The journey around the Highway 1 experience, a lot of people take from San Francisco down to L.A. Right now, you can get to Big Sur. Some people think that you can't get all the way through, but you can get to the experiences. I would say the Highway 1 is out, but it's south of where all those experiences that Monterey County offers. So Big Sur is still open, and it's magical. It's inspiring. I think inspiration is our superpower as a destination, and that's what you're going to get a lot of when you come here.
Well, and for folks, again, I got to tell you, you know, we're not going to be able to hit on it all, but you got to check out, you know, Cannery Row. The aquarium, I know, is great there. Mary and I have had some of the best chowders. We here we live on the East Coast, and we can get up to Maine anytime we want.
There's always
some of the best
car
chowders.
Show going on, car, including I mean, this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, final question from us today. We've hit on some of these items, but I'd love for you to share an interesting fact, maybe something you find enticing about Monterey, Rob, that will surprise our listeners and intrigue them on the area some more.
I think what's going to surprise your listeners is the connectivity that you find here. These things we're talking about, Big Sur, Carmel by the Sea, 17-mile drive, Pebble Beach, all of these places and experiences are within a very accessible range. When you come here, you can do a lot more in a 3 or 4 day stay than a lot of other places. And it's something that is surprising. I've heard time and again, people don't know that Pebble Beach is 6 minutes away from Cannery Row.
Yeah.
So it's sort of built for that experience and that longer trip. And, you know, we want to make sure people understand that there's a lot packed in to what we offer from a travel experience.
Well, I'm going to tell them how to do that. Folks, the website to find out more information, cmonterey.com. Cmonterey, like you're looking at it, cmonterey.com. Rob, really appreciate the check-in today. Have a great weekend, okay?
I appreciate you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob. Take care.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, Monterey, California, coming out of the whole Big Sur area. Love that
beautiful
area.
Beautiful area.
Great area. Folks, let us know if you've been there. We really would enjoy hearing that. You can do that at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Right now, we're going to wrap hour one of the program. Don't go anywhere. 50% of today's September 9th show is still to come. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.